Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing She's the Man.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Gouda.
My favourite Gouda.
Thank you so much to the people of South Holland for Gouda.
I mean, I can probably think of a million better cheeses, but Gouda is just the cutest name. Every time you say it, you have to do the Amanda Bynes like hand underneath the chin. Gouda.
I want to go to Gouda just so I can do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work when you go cheddar.
I mean, doesn't it?
I'll try it at the cheese counter in Sainsbury's next time I'm there.
They'll be like, oh, that's the secret password. You now get every cheese for free.
The dream. So, She's the Man. This film came out in 2006.
Yeah, we were 13. And I don't specifically have a memory of watching it in the cinema, but it's just one of those ones that it's instantly quotable. It's got Amanda Bynes, who was my hero growing up, basically.
She's such an iconic actress. And I'm kind of upset she's not acting now.
I know. She's quitting acting to focus on herself and her fashion career. And, you know, we love her and we wish her all the best.
Yeah, exactly. She's studying a bachelor at the moment, is what I know.
Honey, she was studying a bachelor in the film. And his name was Channing Tatum.
Oh, I'd sign me up to that school.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but She's the Man is inspired by William Shakespeare's play Twelfth Night.
Which is quite nice because the screenplay writers of this film also wrote 10 Things I Hate About You.
Which is another Shakespeare-inspired film.
Exactly. So Cara McCullough and Kirsten Smith are the screenplay writers. And so this is obviously something they do.
They love it. They love the bard.
They do. So what you'll actually notice with this film is the amount of like Shakespeare synchronicities which are throughout this film. So a lot of the characters who are actually in Twelfth Night, their names and stuff are used in the film. There's other things like the Stratford Junior League is named after William Shakespeare's hometown, which is Stratford-upon-Avon.
We also have the school where Viola starts is called Cornwall, which is where Olivia and her brother in the play originally hail from.
Okay.
And Channing Tatum's character, Duke Orsino, is modelled off the character Orsino in the play, who just so happens to be a duke.
Yeah, see, I initially was like, why is he called Duke? Like, it's very like Scooby-Doo. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a Great Dane's name.
So maybe William Shakespeare wrote King Lear in quarantine, but the bard never came up with a line as quotable as, when I close my eyes, I see you for what you truly are, which is ugly.
Ugly.
So to prepare for the role, Amanda said that she went down to like shopping malls just to like observe guys and how they walk and talk and act. She also had never played football before, so she had to spend many, many hours training to be as good as Viola is in the film. And fun fact, producers actually wanted Jesse McCartney to play Viola's brother, Sebastian, because of how similar they both look.
Oh, Jesse McCartney. Beautiful soul. What a song.
Such a throwback.
Yeah.
But he was unavailable to shoot, so James Kirk was cast instead.
But I'm kind of happy about that because he actually could be Amanda Bynes' twin.
Yeah, I thought they looked pretty well suited.
Yeah, definitely. So we know Amanda Best from being in Hairspray. She was a very good Penny. What a Girl Wants, Easy A, Sydney White, and The Amanda Show.
Oh my God. I lived for that show.
I remember you quoting that to me all the time, the Amanda, please.
Amanda, please.
And I'd be like, what? Because I was one of these kids who didn't have like Sky or like Nickelodeon, you know, Freeview box only.
Yeah, great CBeebies.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, Arthur is great.
Arthur is great. Okay, yeah, let's not knock that. Yeah, that show was amazing. Bring on the dancing lobsters. Where are they now? Probably boiling in a pot somewhere.
Yeah. So obviously in this film as well, we've got Channing Tatum.
Hubba, hubba.
What I thought was really cute and amusing was that Amanda pushed for Channing to be chosen for the role of Duke.
Right.
And like...
because he was quite old.
Yeah, he was 26 when he filmed this film. So...
and he looks it.
And I think, go Amanda. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, she's...
yeah,
she saw that guy and was like, how am I going to get him in this film?
She's like, producers will make it work, like, cast him. This was his first leading male role.
So really, if it wasn't for Amanda Bynes, Channing Tatum might not be as famous as we think.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had him in Magic Mike, for example, or 21 and 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Step Up.
Oh, wow.
Dear John.
Oh, my God. He's actually had an amazing career.
Yeah. He was also in Lego Movie.
Oh, spoke too soon.
So we've also got Vinnie Jones in this. He's the English football soccer coach.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he looks like a Vinnie.
He does. I mean, I don't actually know any other Vinnies.
The only Vinnie I know is my friend's Chihuahua.
Oh.
My friend Inoy has a Chihuahua and it's called Vinnie. It's very cute.
Hopefully not based off of Vinnie Jones.
Who knows? I've never asked.
Oh, wow.
Then we've also got David Cross.
Amazing.
He plays Mr. Gold in this film, and we know him best from Arrested Development, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and Kung Fu Panda. He plays the crane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a career.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last person I just wanted to give a mention to who's in the film is Julie Haggerty. She plays Viola and Sebastian's mum. She first started out her career with the film Airplane, which is like this really old comedy.
Yes, I love that film.
She looks so young in that. She's also featured in New Girl, Grace and Frankie, and Family Guy. But I know her best from the Ryan Reynolds classic Just Friends, and she plays Ryan's mum. And there's hello Joyce is the
basically the same character in anything she plays.
Yeah, she's just the mum who's always like, hello, do you want to be a debutante?
Fine.
She's really typecasted.
Yeah. So the film centers on a teenager called Viola Hastings, who enters her brother's new boarding school called Illyria Prep in his place and basically pretends to be a boy in order to play on the boys' football team. And obviously hilarity ensues.
Yeah. Her real brother has to come back and get his big Duke out. On the football field.
Yeah, I think that line towards the end kind of sums it up. He's like, I don't remember football matches having this much nudity. Literally, in the space of like 2 minutes, Sebastian gets his wang out and Viola shows her rah-rahs. Rah-rahs?
Is that what you call?
Never been with a girl. I wonder why. Oh, show me your rah-rahs.
Okay, so now we're going to do best supporting character. Now, something that I noticed in this film, like straight away, I was like, where do I know Monique from? Mm-hmm. And then I realized that she's the woman who plays Mel in Virgin River. So Alexandra Breckenridge. Now, I don't think you've ever seen that on Netflix. It's like this really wholesome, cute little series, which everyone should watch. But we were watching it and two other characters came up and I was like, they're also from Virgin River.
That is weird. Like the fact that three characters from this Netflix show are also in She's the Man.
Clearly, these films are using the same casting agency.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, okay, three of you. Okay, go to Netflix. I recognize Monique, who is... Sebastian's on again, off again girlfriend from American Horror Story, the first season, which is probably one of the better ones. She plays young Moira, who is the really, really slutty cleaner.
Oh, right.
And she's so good at it.
The cleaning? Or
yes, the cleaning.
Right, so someone who we definitely have to give a notable mention to is the guy who's at the carnival, who's waiting in line at the kissing booth.
Yes.
And he's like, you don't have to flirt with her first, genius. You're paying for it.
And this boy is what, like 8 years old?
You can't be in that queue. You have to be over 16, mister.
Hey, look, a ticket is a ticket. Olivia should be so lucky.
He's probably a world-class hottie now.
Oh, yeah. We should look him up. There was another guy that we see right at the beginning when Viola dresses Sebastian's like moving into the dorm. And she just walks past this one guy really like sadly playing the cello alone in his room. On your first day of school, make some friends.
There's no way to make some friends. What would you do if you turned up to college for the first day or like boarding school?
Yeah.
And the guy in your dorm is playing the cello.
I would turn on my heels and be like, oh, I need to be reassigned. Like, hey, David, do you want to come to the quad? Like, we're going to get some food. Oh, no, thanks, guys. Oh, my God. Am I a cello? That was so good.
Barney, I hate cellos. And then he's like Mozart over there.
Oh, my God. Wow. Sorry, I can't wait to listen back to this now. I'm going to be like, it was like there was a cello in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to take back those words and apologize to that man.
I know. David, I'm sorry if you're listening. And you mentioned the carnival scene. There's this girl who is having her fortune read by the nerd Eunice. And, oh, my God, this girl is having the worst time at this fun fair. Because, first of all, the fortune is, I see a kitten gasping for air. And the girl's like, Also, her day only gets worse because she's trapped on that spinning ride as Viola is switching outfits between her dress and her Sebastian disguise. And when the ride stops, Viola's like, oh my gosh, where's my fake sideburn? And the camera pans back to this girl and she's got the sticky sideburn on the side of her face and she's just like
Stay in school.
Yes. Yes. Honestly, if I was that girl, I would have turned to hard drugs that night.
Where are her parents?
What a sad day.
I know, so sad. Someone get her some cotton candy ASAP.
No, you know what she would have done? That girl would have said, okay, well, look, I'm going to turn around my day. I'm going to go to the popcorn stand. And then she would have seen Duke fighting Justin. And remember, they knock over the popcorn stand and it goes all over the grass. That girl would have been like, what the hell, man? All I want is a little bag of sweet and salty. Is that too much to ask?
And with a giant Toblerone on the coconut shy.
This poor girl, God, she deserves best supporting character.
Yes.
However,
we do need to award it to the icon, that is Eunice.
She's got that something. Yeah, asthma and headgear.
I didn't realise that those kind of braces actually existed.
I know, there's that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa gets braces and she's got to wear like the whole head brace.
Yeah, and there's that girl in Finding Nemo as well.
Oh my God, Darla. She's a...
Barney almost said a very rude word. But, you know, Eunice kind of like owns it, I suppose.
She is so confident. You could easily see her being like the shy girl who is so afraid of everything, but
she sees a man, she goes for him.
Yeah, she like full on has sex on the football field after the game.
Yeah, I mean, she just like stares at Sebastian whilst he's sleeping. I made breakfast, darling. And then she's just staring at Sebastian's Duke when he's on the field.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, soccer is the world's greatest sport.
I'd be saying the same thing, to be honest.
Eunice.
You nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So next up, let's talk about most iconic outfit. And something that immediately placed this in 2006 for me was right at the beginning where Viola is wearing her blue hoodie, her blue cap, and she's coming back from soccer practice. I spied a yellow Livestrong band on her arm. And I was like, yes, 2006!
Did you? That was iconic Barney gear.
Yes.
In 2006.
I think we spoke about Livestrong bands in season one, but come on, I'm still waiting for them to be brought back. Maybe I'm reading too much into this, but also, I don't know if you noticed, her blue cap had the Union Jack flag on the front.
Oh, right.
So maybe that was like another like throwback to Shakespeare.
Yeah, Shakespeare would have approved.
Oh yeah, Shakespeare could have rocked that cap. Hide the bald, you know?
Oh yeah. Did he have one of those like haircuts with like
the Mr. Burns like
Krusty the Clown haircut?
Yes.
Oh, Shakespeare.
Oh,
good at plays, not good at
comb overs.
The outfit that I wanted to give a mention to is the debutante dress. You know, like the really pink, puffy one that her mum wants her to wear. It's got like kind of taffeta underneath and it's kind of like that hard material. It's like a shiny satin, but not soft satin.
Yes. And I mean, it must have been hard to move him because there's that nightmare scene where she's running, playing football in it. Nightmare.
I know.
Literally. But remember, she like kicks the ball and like somehow, I don't know how you can kick a ball that hard that it kind of flips in the air. And she like lands on her back, probably breaking her spine. Yeah, got a feel for her. And grass stains are really hard to get out. So.
Yeah. Thankfully, she didn't have to wear that to the actual debutante ball in the end. She got to wear that nice green one.
But yeah, she looks stunning. And also I liked the dress she wore to the little luncheon, the kind of like white dress with, I mean, it was a bit weird because it had a lot of like seatbelt straps on the like bodice part.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like that's something you could actually get at Zara now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you who else looked good at the debutante ball. Channing.
Oh my God. Channing Tatum in a tux. Are you kidding? He looked good in that tux, but you know he looked even better in those grey sweatpants.
And those shorts.
And the towel in the shower.
And in the gym.
Basically, most iconic outfit is Channing Tatum in as little clothing as possible.
Basically. He's a dude. He's a hunky dude.
You got that right. But we need to award most iconic outfit to Viola in her Sebastian disguise. And there is a very specific outfit that we're talking about.
Oh, yes, it is when she has that tampon in her nose. Which is a very smart idea.
Genius! I was thinking this, like, oh my God, that makes perfect sense. I feel like they probably do use tampons for that.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I mean, if they weren't before, they are now.
Yeah, but Viola looks amazing in that whole getup. She's got the boy wig, the fake eyebrows, the fake sideburns,
the white sneakers, the beige chino trousers, the blue blazer.
And a tampon on your nose is the perfect accessory.
And if someone out there doesn't dress up as that for Halloween 2021, I'll be very disappointed.
Why don't you do that look and then I'll do Viola in the pink dress?
Okay, sounds good.
She's the man.
Amanda. Okay, so now we're going to do best musical moment.
Okay, look, guys, this film doesn't have a lot of musical moments. And also the soundtrack is a bit meh. I really liked No Sleep Tonight, which was the song that plays in the opening credits. Because do you remember those toys called Hit Clips where you would collect them for different songs and you could play like 30 seconds from, or no, like 20 seconds from
off,
them.
Yeah, off the chorus.
And I had the one for No Sleep Tonight and it was very good. I'd play it nonstop. I had no sleep tonight.
Your parents had no sleep tonight. Oh, Barney, please. Can we actually give a shout out though to Viola's ringtone? But obviously it's Sebastian's. The ringtone is Barbie Girl.
By Aqua.
Yeah, Barbie Girl by Aqua. An iconic song.
I had the Aqua album.
Yeah.
I was like, no, the single's great, but I need to hear more. And oh my gosh, so many gems. You had Dr. Jones.
I used to love that one.
Yeah, right?
Jones, call me Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones, get up now. Wow.
Yeah, wow. That was brilliant. I'm still waiting for Malcolm's song. I see through your window while I'm standing on a tree outside. I mean, when's that going to drop on iTunes?
Yeah, give him the Brit.
Oh, it's coming. Don't you worry. We also have Goldfrapp, Ooh La La, which is one of those. I feel like that song was everywhere in the mid-noughties. So that was really fun to hear again.
Definitely.
But the best musical moment has to be Principal Gold's welcome song when he calls Sebastian to his office for the first time.
Yeah, it's just a shame the cello boy wasn't there to do backing music.
Oh my God, could you imagine how iconic that would have been?
Yes, exactly.
So if you don't remember the scene, Viola's kind of like half stuck to the filing cabinet because the bandages she's used to kind of squish her boobs down is stuck in the drawer, so she can't move. She's kind of just like resting, trying to disguise the fact she's stuck. And the principal comes over, puts his arm up on the filing cabinet as well, and he's like, I just wanted to welcome you to Elyria. And Emily, I think you need to do this rendition. It's so good.
Okay. Welcome to Elyria. Welcome, 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 welcome to Elyria. Or something like that. Woo! Woo! I mean, that is a very nice way to greet someone.
I'd feel welcome.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, his glasses scare me. But it's fine because he gave me a nice song. He'd be like, welcome, welcome. And I'd be like, goodbye, 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 goodbye. So now we're going to do best quotes. Now, the reason the quotes in this film are so good is because Amanda Bynes has like the best delivery. Like she's like, ridiculous. And dude. And Sebastian. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
She is so amazing. Honestly, anything she says in this movie is hilarious just based on the voice.
So when she first arrives at the dorm and she's like, I can do this. I am a dude. I am a hunky dude. I am a badass hunky dude.
And then she like, she forgets as soon as she walks into the dorm. She's like, hey. Hey. You're like overly aggressive. They're like, oh, hi.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, those boys. That's so, so funny.
There's that bit where she realizes Duke has been punched in the face and she's like, oh my God, you're bleeding. Are you okay? And then she checks herself. She's like, I mean, suck it up. Be a man. Rub some dirt in it. Like, no.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
And also, and then in that same scene, we are given the gem that is, what does your heart tell you?
I mean, which one would you rather see naked?
She's so good. Oh my God. She's so talented.
She is amazing. And then also the bit where she, like, the ball hits her in the crotch area.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, for the love of God, it burns. Like, it burns.
Yeah, I don't really know where she got that from. That has happened to me before. And trust me, it does not burn. It's just like, oh, I'm dying.
Yeah, maybe if you wax your balls, that might burn.
Ouchie.
There's another funny bit when she, like, doesn't want to take off her jumper when she's playing football. And she's like, I'm allergic to the sun. And Vinnie Jones, who plays Dinklage, is like, you're allergic to the sun.
And you know, Amanda had some really good lines, even when she wasn't doing Sebastian. There's an iconic scene where she's trying to get onto the boys' soccer team at the beginning of the film. And Justin, her boyfriend's like, Viola, end of discussion. And she's like, fine, end of relationship.
It's those kind of lines that you pick up and you're like, I really want to use this one day.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to dump me, but I'm going to use it. Yeah. I've got it back in my head, you know. That's just a reminder for everyone. That line is there if you need it.
Yes. Keep it in your back pocket.
Definitely. She also has an iconic comeback line, which is, does he have your number? 1-800-BIATCH?
Biatch!
Yeah. I'm obsessed with the word biatch.
That is amazing. Let's bring that back.
Definitely. There's a really funny quote, actually, when Viola's mom is like, she's talking about Justin.
Yeah.
Because Viola's like, I broke up with him. And then she's like, but he's so handsome and rugged and chiseled and great. Then why don't you date him, Mom?
You've reminded me of that other scene where the woman that's running the debutante luncheon kind of leans over to Viola and is like, Viola, darling, remember, chew like you have a secret. And Viola's like, I mean, this isn't going to work in a podcast setting, but she's like, rawr, 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 like eating like that. Like,
big chicken imagine. Drumstick.
Yeah, ew, who's serving a big chicken drumstick at a luncheon?
I hate that rule when people are like, you've got to chew your food like 20 or like,
40 times.
Like, who does that?
I'm hungry now.
I know. Exactly. It's like 5 bites. Oh.
Yeah. Or like, I nearly had a near-death experience with a mini egg earlier. I threw it into my mouth and it almost just went all the way down. So, yeah, definitely not doing that 40-2s rule.
No. I wonder if that's like the first lesson you learn at etiquette school.
Maybe.
Do you like you have a secret?
But the most iconic quote has to be that incredible scene in the pizza parlor where Monique comes in trying to find Sebastian. Viola's like, shit, like I can't let her get too close to see me. So she's going through all these ways to kind of cover her face. She's like holding a massive pile of pizza boxes, like some like water jugs, like a load of menus. And she finally breaks up with Monique with this amazing line.
When I close my eyes, I see you for what you truly are, which is ugly.
And the Oscar goes to... So next we're on Can We Discuss? First of all, I want to talk about how amazing Elyria the school is. The facilities are amazing! And I don't know what it is about these type of teen films, but there is always a marching band just like stomping down the hallway like, you're a grand old flag. You're like, what? It's the first day. When did you have time to prepare?
Yes. If you're American and you're listening to this podcast, can you please DM us at HeyNowHeyNow on Instagram and just like let us know if you had a brass band in your high school? Because this is just not common in England at all.
Not at all.
No. But I wish it was. It's your first day.
Elyria. Welcome. I also don't understand when Viola's walking down the corridor to find her dorm. There's like a million people running around in the hallway. Like someone's like on a wheelie chair. Like some people are playing hockey. Other people are just like they're just running laps down this corridor. Guys, calm down. Someone's gonna get hurt.
You'd be a good Mr. Gold.
Oh my god. I would be pool monitor for sure. And in my spare time, little cello solos. I lost it.
Oh. Mozart's rolling in his grave. What I really wanted to discuss is, you know, the part where Sebastian is like escaping his room via the window, yeah. out the window because he's going to go to London.
That is such a teen movie trope. Like, oh, I've got to get out the window. Use the door.
Yeah, just ask Viola to be a decoy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he climbs out of the window and she's like, you know, what about school? And he's like, well, I don't need trigonometry to be a musician.
Yeah.
Which got me thinking, like, when have we ever used pi or Pythagoras' theorem?
Oh my gosh, I can't even spell Pythagoras' theorem. Such a waste of time.
Yeah. The funniest thing was when we were younger and teachers would be like, you're never going to have a calculator in your pocket the whole time. And it's like, bitch, speak to my iPhone.
That is so true. And like protractor and compass nonsense. Although I will say it was fun for buying new stationery. You know when sometimes your like protractor would get all like graphite-y because it's been in your pencil case a little bit too long, and then you go to WH Smith's and buy a new one. And on Monday you're like, hey guys, want to see my flexi ruler?
Oh my god, super flex.
And those shatterproof rulers. But no, they weren't. You could break them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, something else that I think we need to talk about is, you know, the scene where they have like the initiation for them joining.
Yes. That was really dark.
Yeah. Did they have like porridge thrown at them or something?
I hope it was porridge.
Or liver.
I mean, yeah, Viola gets woken up with water all over her face, and then she gets lifted up out of bed, thrown into the showers, porridge or, you know, something else is thrown all over them. And then they're just like, take off your clothes, take off your clothes. Like, all right, like, is this like a haunted shower or something? Yeah. And then
Herbie ghost.
Yeah. And she luckily kind of like escapes and is able to pull the fire alarm. What were they going to do if she couldn't get away? Like, what was next?
I don't know. Well, this is what I wanted to discuss because, like, when we were at uni, the stuff that I would hear about varsity initiations, like, literally confirmed the fact that I don't want to do sports because it's so crazy. Like, my housemate was in the hockey varsity team.
Yeah.
And she came home one day and she literally had, like, cracked eggs all over her, like, flour all over her. You know, she had to, like, drink like so many dirty pints and like all of this, like, basically the girls who were older than them just thought, hey, we want the boys to like us. It just made them look really ugly and made them go to like Oceania on a night out looking like a chicken, and because they had like eggs and feathers thrown at them and stuff.
Ew.
But then I heard the boys' varsity was like even worse. Like, if you were in the guys' hockey or the guys' rugby varsity, like, you'd have to drink sick urine. I think one person even had to eat a mouse or something, you know, just like,
what?
Just like, it's just like, oh, you're not in the team if you don't do this. And it's like, excuse me, you could have an STI and I'm drinking your piss. Like,
that is your piss.
That is just, ugh.
If that's what it's like in the UK, you can imagine how much worse it is at American sororities and frats.
Yeah, I wonder what the initiation is like for the band team.
You must drink this tuba full of sick. Oh.
Anyway, okay, speaking of a fun time, let's talk about the carnival. What are your thoughts on carnivals?
I hate carnivals and fun fairs, however you want to spin it, with a passion. They are dirty. They have the worst rides. They make you feel so sick. Also, are they safe? No.
Yeah, and they're so expensive.
So expensive. If you want a hot dog and a drink, it's like, oh, okay, just pass over your life savings.
Honestly, it's called Winter Wonderland because it's winter and you wonder why you've spent £8 on a fun fair ride.
I am proud to say I've never been to Winter Wonderland.
Oh, the rides make you feel like you're going to die because they're so shaky and rusty. And you spend so much money. The only good thing about carnivals is churros.
Oh, I could go for a churros.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they're so full. They are, I mean, they're outside. anything outside, no thank you. yeah, I hate them. Although I will say that the carnival in this film looked pretty tame and like pretty well maintained, except for when the fight breaks out and there's popcorn all over the floor.
Oh yeah.
Gutted.
Gutting. Now we're going on to trivia. Winner gets some churros.
Okay.
In December.
I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. Okay, so my first question for you. Can you name me the pizza restaurant which they kind of like hang out at?
Oh, it begins with
campus.
C.
Yes.
Because I read a fact that it was a reference to Twelfth Night.
Oh.
I'm going to... Is it like Cucino's?
Cesario.
Oh!
1-800-BIATCH.
Okay, close.
It's no Franco Manca.
Oh, that's for true. Mm. Although, after Franco Manca, my jaw hurts. Too much chewing. I don't know. Something about sourdough. I don't know.
The chorizo one with olives.
Oh, good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here's one for you. Where are Olivia's school shoes from?
Anthropology.
Yes!
Yeah!
You know, bruh.
Because Viola's like, they do shoes? News to me.
News to me. I just thought they did nice China mugs.
Yeah.
They do amazing, like, diaries, books, and stationery at Anthropology.
Remember that time we were there and I bought that calendar? I have since ripped out the pages of that calendar and framed them. I loved it so much.
Anthropology, you're doing a lot of things right.
Yeah.
My question to you, what colour is the Illyria football kit or soccer kit?
Is it red?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Woo! You know, bruh.
And then they do that face paint. Why do they do that face
paint?
Yeah,
it's ugly. Oogly.
It's ugly. Oogly.
Oh my God, I need to swatch up on my impressions. Wow.
Like, that's something that you'd put on your face in, like, rugby in New Zealand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it served as a plot point because then they wouldn't recognize Sebastian's face, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my next one. What does Principal Gold serve Viola in the cafeteria?
A sandwich and an apple.
Yes!
You know, bruh.
They have that amazing dialogue. He's like, there you go. Have a great apple and sandwich. And then she walks away and some other guy is like next in the queue. He's like, hi, I would love a... No.
Classic. Again, the delivery is so amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, my next question for you. Malcolm has a tarantula. What's it called?
Malvolio.
You know, bruh.
Yes.
Which is not a Harry Potter character. I think I got confused with Tom Riddle's middle name or something.
But Malvolio is in Twelfth Night.
Right. Makes sense.
Love a reference. And that's why he's also called Malcolm.
Ah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Very.
Glad my A-level theatre studies knowledge is coming in.
Yeah.
It's not. Okay, sorry, you'll go.
Can you remember what Eunice makes Sebastian for breakfast?
Is it like a cupcake?
Yes!
Yeah!
You know, bruh.
Oh, Eunice.
Looks delicious. Yeah. Although probably not what you want to eat moments before like a really important football match.
No, and with those braces, she's probably stirring and like...
Yeah.
No. Okay, my question to you. At the carnival, Viola has to be on the kissing booth.
Mm.
Where does Sebastian have to be?
Oh gosh. Popcorn stand.
Cotton candy
stand.
1-800-BIATCH.
That's hard to master.
Yeah,
you have
to
do the whole stick spinning thing. I don't even get how cotton candy becomes cotton candy. It's just sugar. I don't get it. Witchcraft. Okay, here's the next one for you. What does the football commentator refer to the scores 0-0 as?
I've got no idea.
So like sometimes in like, you know, like bingo, it'd be like two fat ladies, 88.
Yeah.
He has like a phrase for 0-0.
Two fat zeros.
1-800-BIATCH.
No, that's not how it works.
I know. Two donuts.
Two fat zeros. No! Defeats the point.
I know.
My gosh. You weren't far off. It's nothing but a couple of goose eggs.
We'll know that for next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so my final question. So they're going to the annual debutante ball. this year they're celebrating which number?
I've got a number in my head, but this is, I'm pretty sure, a complete guess. Is it the 78th?
No, it's the 38th.
Oh.
1-800-BIATCH.
Oh, wow. I was not close.
I mean, a debutante ball looks kind of all right to me. Like, someone picks you a really nice guy and it's just like, date him. Great, that takes out the hard work.
It's pretty much like the entire plot of Bridgerton. All right, my final question to you. Can you tell me what are Cornwall and Illyria's mascots? And I'm talking about the guys in those massive, like, animal costumes.
Okay, Illyria have an armadillo.
Yes.
And I don't remember the mascot, I just remember the flag that says armadillos
on.
And Cornwall is a lion?
Think more...
Cornish? A pirate?
What?
Cornwall?
Pirate?
Yeah, Cornish pasty. Ooh, army, army.
Wait,
pirates are from Cornwall, like...
Are you joking?
From the sea. A Cornish pirate.
Is that why the accent's like, arr?
Yeah.
I thought that was just like pirate language.
Yeah, like think of Cornish Pasty Co. The logo.
Oh my
is
god,
a pirate.
The logo. I'm such an idiot. Wow. It's not a pirate, by the way. It's an owl.
1-800-BIATCH.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, that's a pigeon.
I'd seen this really amazing TikTok the other day, and it was like, everyone in Britain will know this banger. I was like, ooh, 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 ooh. And it's this guy like
everyone knows that bloody bird outside their window. Oh my gosh, that is so true. That bloody bird. Like, shut up. Oh, I would love a school mascot to be a pigeon.
A wood pigeon.
Yeah.
Every time you score, ooh, 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 ooh. The point's through.
Oh my god. Okay, well, we have officially gone insane. I feel like this is a good time to end the podcast.
Agree.
If you're still with us, thank you so much. If you enjoyed this one, make sure to follow us on all major platforms. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You know, let us know, what's your favorite kind of pigeon?
That's the content that we want. Yeah, we love it when you leave us a review, especially the honk-a-doos.
Yeah, you were so good at that impression. I think anytime I try and do Violet Sebastian voice, I just sound like Cher.
Oh, honky-dude.
Went a bit pigeon at the end as well.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.